I gotta leave you guys with one poem, and I wanted to save the most uplifting one for the end. I guess give it up for yourselves. No, I don't guess. I know, because you guys have been awesome, awesome, and very good listeners. And for the painters, the beautiful paintings that have happened are awesome. The seeds turned into branches, and that reminds me of a scene from the first Lord of the Rings movie. Where they're sailing up the river at the end, and there's the Stone Kings, and Aragorn's like, "Look, Frodo. Ancient kings of Gondor." I'm gonna close it out on a happy level. Put me in the distance. Now, if you guys don't know the distance, it's out there. It's kind of like where the truth has this way of answering all your questions without even having to speak. Like the first time you set eyes on the first love of your life as they was just walking down the street, put me in the distance where you guys can riddle rumors out about my existence. Like maybe Nathan will say I heard that Danny was kidnapped by a renegade Amazon tribe in the Amazon and they took him under their wings. So now his blowgun skills are impeccable. See, when I'm in the distance, myth-making, it ain't gonna be my job anymore, it'll be yours, and I think it would be just what the doctor ordered if I was in the distance so long that there was a band of Danny impersonators running the streets of Seattle like quicksand horses that everyone's eyes could just sort of sink into, and I feel it. Like our hearts are all in the distance, pumping vision into our blood and blood back into our vision. Distance, it's being able to see things from the inside out. Distance is where the future grows. Distance puts the marrow in tomorrow. Distance is what I wanna eat for breakfast. It's the bullseye tattooed to the inside of my solar plexus, and only the sunset can pierce it. So see y'all when I'm gone, I'll be gone. My back will be turned by the time y'all's arrows are drawn, and the distance that I'm all wrapped up in will put the potential energy in your quiver. Distance is the backbone in my swagger and the twang in my stupid honesty. See, without the distance, my gunslinger's wrists hang lifeless with arthritis at my sides, and the gypsy of my lips forgets how to kiss the sky. Without the distance, some nights I grind my wisdom teeth into a fine powder and I lace my cigarettes with it. Other nights, I use it to fill the empty hourglasses, put them in the world where things always get turned upside down to feel like I have more time. I do headstands on escalators. I hit my spirit with a reflex hammer just to see if it's knee jerks. I get used to the different day, same t-shirt. I play with symbols in reverse and reverse till I bleed earth. Listen, these words are Patrick Nathan. I left my Patrick's right between West 4th and Bleak. And now I bare-knuckle box the past with a blindfold on. I keep tomorrow a breath away and break dawn like an egg across the home of your hate, because distance is a dynamite sack of static packed with mastic stuck on motion. And I'm a river stone explosion, a chiseled whisper, an echo crumbling into itself. A clover growing its fourth leaf. Check your kinetics, check my kinetics. Striking lightning off the braille of our pulse. Put me in the distance and I will go. I will go to the pawn shop at the end of the universe, where the pawn shop owner keeps his beard in check with that razor blade you may have traded in for a second chance. And he'll look at me from behind those elusive crossed arms and that wayward smile that pawn shop owners often have, and I'll just take a look around. I'll see the angel wings slung up on the walls, and all of our old dreams bottled in jars on shelves that slant for the weight, until I realize that this is as far as I can go. I'll move the distance out of the way, walk up to that pawn shop owner and say, "Listen, I've got a great story. It's about a spirit trying to find his way back to his bones, and I'm willing to trade it in just so long as you can give me directions on how to get back home." Thank you guys.